If a man, this is a, I'm trying to hit the high spots, and I'll be through the things I'm trying for again, and we'll be through in just a second. If you get ready to go.
No, let's finish it up.
Okay. If a man lets his farm, say, get all run down, or his neighbor, you know, his house, or his yard, he just, you know, doesn't do anything. And he doesn't seem to care. You might say to someone, I don't really know, but he just blank to care.
He just doesn't seem to care.
Okay. If you were asking someone for an opinion or an agreement, you know, well, you probably don't know. If you're asking someone for an opinion or agreement or reassurance, and you didn't think they thought a certain thing, but you weren't quite sure, and it's sort of conversational, you might say, you don't think so, blank you.
You don't think so, do you? Really?
Okay. And if somebody said something you want to agree with them, you know, you don't have people. The old
church. Oh yeah, I see. You're right. That's what
amen
I used.
Amen and stuff
yeah,
like
I
that.
Yeah, I see. You're right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. If you weren't positive of some information someone asked you, if you know, I ask you something, you weren't positive, you'd say, I'm not
sure, but I think so.
If you've been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, I've been thinking about it? Or I've been thinking around it.
Well, I've been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. And if you often wonder about a criminal, say a person who came from a good home, but he's turned out to be a criminal, and he did something really bad, you might wonder aloud, I wonder
why he did that, mm-hmm. You know?
And you're familiar with Charles Manson, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Did you see why he's asking for a pill and said he didn't think he'd get it?
Yeah. What do you think people think about that? Do you think they think he committed a murder?
Oh, yeah, the whole bunch.
If you said
that was just cold-blooded murder. That was unmerciful. I mean, that was barbaric. They had to be on dope, and I think that's what most people think, really.
What do people think about Joanne Little now?
Well, I don't know personally. I think the girl might have been taken advantage of while she's in prison, but I think she used that as a tool to get out. I think she really meant to get out, and she was trying to get some public sentiment. I really do.
Speaking of Charles Manson, public opinion so heavily against him, if you were put in the sentence, you would say people think he.
He was guilty, beyond a shadow of doubt.
Or people think he blanket. Speaking of the murder, people think he blanket.
Oh, he just murdered him. A cold murder. But he didn't do it all by himself. There were several of them working at the same time to do what he did. Mm-hmm. I really believe that.
Oh, yeah, there were. In fact, according to what, I'd like to read that book, you know. I don't know whether you've seen anything about it on TV. The book's entitled Helter Skelter.
No, who's writing the book?
What's that?
Who's writing the book?
He's already published it. It's the prosecuting attorney from the case.
Oh, prosecuting.
And he wrote a book about that.
Yeah, it might be interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Find out what they did. Find out that they could print. I imagine they found out something that they couldn't put in print. Mm-hmm.
Let's try this one again. Say it's Sunday dinner and you don't have enough ice. Or whatever it is, you don't have enough, but just ice is a convenient thing. And you know that Louise is probably going to send you to get the ice, or she's probably going to send one of your son-in-laws to get it, maybe. And so you've got to find out who's going to be the one to do it.
Do you want me to go get the ice?
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll ask that.
Uh-huh.